time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' win over Cleveland on Saturday night.
Okay, good to see everybody in here. Appreciate you guys. Very, very exciting. Very big. Very big deal to win the AFC North. To win the AFC North against the Browns. The Browns are a tough football team. They were out there competing and fighting like they always do. I have much respect for those guys. So I'm proud of our guys. I'm excited for our guys. It's a great accomplishment. We had said in the locker room after the Chiefs game out in Kansas City that we were gonna fight, and everything was gonna be for one another and for a greater glory. And it was gonna be, you know, to God be the glory, whatever we accomplish this year. And I think now's a good time to kind of talk about that. And that's what you guys are talking about in the locker room. And I'm proud of the guys for that. And I think that's really important to mention. One other thing I got to mention here, and we'll get started with the questions, is we did a bunch of game balls. We closed out with Michael Pierce, obviously, the most amazing play and the most crazy amazing play in NFL history. That's what we said it was. So we got a game ball for that. That'll be on the game ball. But the game ball I didn't give out, and I want to give out right now, first team in the NFL with 4,000, more than 4,000 passing and 3,000 rushing yards in a season. So that's a great accomplishment. And it's a group accomplishment, but Todd Monken's going to get a game ball for that. I think he did a great job this year. All the coaches did. All the players did. And that's a really incredible accomplishment. All right, what questions do you have?
John, I mean, it was like, I think it was 4 weeks ago you trailed the Steelers by like a couple games. And, you know, how impressive is it to go from that point to now celebrating being the AFC North champion?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's an awesome thing. And, you know, it's a week-to-week league, you know, and you really just have to take it one week at a time, one day at a time, one play at a time. You know, our guys have done a really good job of holding on to that. That 1-0 T-shirt that we all wear around is real. And so 4 wins later, you know, we're the AFC North champions. Now, that's going to be exciting, and we're going to enjoy it tonight, and we're going to watch games tomorrow and see who we play. But we're moving into what we've been working for, because last year when we were in the locker room after the AFC Championship game, we knew we had a long road to go to get back to this very point. You get back in the playoffs with an opportunity to take the next step. And we're not there yet. You know, we've still got – we got a next game. We got a wild card game to get ready for. So that'll be our next challenge.
John, do you have an update on Zay Flowers?
I don't have an update. It's not – it's something that he has a chance to be okay with. But we'll probably have more details after an MRI tomorrow morning.
John, obviously the expectations were very high when you brought Derrick Henry in to put him with Lamar, but the numbers they put up were pretty historic. Did they meet your expectations, exceed them? Where did that fall?
You know, it's a great question. The numbers really weren't part of the conversation. I think we were just excited about what we had a chance to build, because we try to build all of our offense, like our defense too. You got a Kyle Van Noy sitting right here. Say, what's the best way we can utilize this great talent, you know? And I think when Derek became a part of it and he was going to be paired with Lamar, not just Lamar, Mark and Zay and Isaiah and all the guys, you know, how can we try to create a vision for what we can accomplish with those guys? And to see it come to fruition like that is really an awesome deal. Now we want to see it come to fruition in the playoffs.
John, I mean, Nate Wiggins obviously had the huge play to get you guys started. I mean, was that a nice play to highlight how important he's really become to you guys over the second half of the season?
Probably so. Yeah, he's really been he's a big part of what we're doing. I mean, he's established himself as a starter. I think he's playing great ball. He had a couple other ones in his hands that he was frustrated with earlier in the season. So we've been on him a little bit. Everybody, you know, talking about getting that first pick and to get it and take it back to the house, that's a nice way to start.
Was the plan to rotate at guard, or is it Patrick didn't practice a lot because he was sick? And
I'm telling you, Patrick, like, wanted to go. He insisted on going, but he did a good job of fighting through that, but he was really sick. Justice Hill had the same kind of thing, and, you know, you see he wasn't able to be up for the game. But Patron wanted to go. I felt like he just wasn't at full strength. He tried, and I basically just made the decision to let those other guys play who were full strength. So Pat's he's all heart, man. He's all heart. He's tough as nails, and he'll be fine, ready to go next week.
John, does Michael Pierce have a green light to go to the house, or do you order him?
I was saying go, but Mike said that we had a meeting and we talked about, you know, get down, victory. You know, it's a situation that we talk about, so he's a smart football player right there. I'm telling you, man, the most amazing play in NFL history right there.
How would you describe the slide?
Yeah.
a little awkward. I mean, I saw his like one leg flail out.
Lamar capped the season where, you know, over 4,000 yards. First player with over 4,000 yards passing, over 900 yards rushing. Can you just talk about the season Lamar has had already?
Right. I mean, 4,172 yards passing, 41 touchdown passes. How many interceptions? Four. Okay. I mean, that's pretty unbelievable. Over 900 yards rushing, 20,000 passing yards for his career right now. I mean, you know, it's almost like, you know, say less. You know, what else needs to be said? And not just that, dude's a competitor, man. He's a fighter. He's just one of a kind. There's nobody like Lamar Jackson. I mean, he's in the locker room and he's not happy about the last drive, and we didn't handle it great, and we had some personnel challenges and all that stuff, and he wants everything to be perfect. Everything. That's why these numbers are the way they are, because of who he is.
John, how valuable is it to be ending the regular season on a four-game winning streak, now going into the postseason knowing you're hosting a first-round game?
I think it's valuable. You know, I think it's a good thing, but I think if you talk to our guys, they would tell you that we can be so much better. We can play so much better. We weren't very clean in this game. With too many penalties. We operationally, we weren't probably as great as we wanted to be. Mentioned the two-minute drive that Lamar, you know, wants to be perfect on. And so we can be so much better, but we're playing good football. We just got to keep getting, you're either getting better or you're getting worse. We need to keep getting better.
You got a first-place schedule this year. Got another very competitive AFC North. How impressive is it just for this team to have an opportunity to have a hat T-shirt game?
I appreciate you mentioning that. You know, we don't talk about that too much, but it was a tough schedule, and it was a tough schedule. We played teams when they were at their best quite often, you know, and they're coming off. They were on a roll when we played them, and I thought our guys handled that. And, you know, you get forged, you get toughened. You know, when you come from iron, you know, then you become iron, and I think our guys have done that. Let's see where it takes us.
Two more.
John, how much of a leap? You know, you can only play the team that you face, but the level of competition, especially for your defense, the offenses that await in the AFC compared to what you guys have faced at the end of this year. I mean, just the kind of level of competition that this defense is going to have to face it, you know, once you get to the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, the same level of competition that we've been playing against. I mean, we played all the teams in the playoffs, you know, and we played them all when they were playing really well. But they've been getting better as well, so we understand. I mean, it just gets better, it gets tougher, but so do we, you know, and that's our job. Our job, the guys are saying it in the locker room. You know, we need to get to work Monday, you know, and let's get ready to go. We got to be at our best. All good.